Dad asked me if I was working on anything for school. I've got some very advanced algebra homework, I told him. So advanced that I couldn't possibly explain it to a layperson.
And how's your friend Isaac?
Blind, I said.
You're being very teenagery today,
Mom said. She seemed annoyed about it.
Isn't this what you wanted, Mom? For me to be teenagery?
Well, not necessarily this kind of teenagery, but of course your father and I are excited to see you become a young woman, making friends, going on dates.
I'm not going on dates, I said. I don't want to go on dates with anyone. It's a terrible idea and a huge waste of time and...
Honey, my mom said, what's wrong?
I'm like a grenade, Mom. I'm a grenade, and at some point, I'm going to blow up, and I would like to minimize the casualties, okay?
My dad tilted his head a little to the side, like a scolded puppy.
I'm a grenade, I said again. I just want to stay away from people and read books and think and be with you guys because there's nothing I can do about hurting you. You're too invested. So just please let me do that, okay? I'm not depressed. I don't need to go out more. And I can't be a regular teenager because I'm a grenade.
Hazel,
Dad said, and then choked up. He cried a lot, my dad.
I'm going to go to my room and read for a while, okay? I'm fine. I really am fine. I just want to go read for a while.
I started out trying to read this novel I'd been assigned. But we lived in a tragically thin-walled home, so I could hear much of the whispered conversation that ensued. My dad saying,
"It kills me."
And my mom saying,
"That's exactly what she doesn't need to hear."
And my dad saying,
"I'm sorry, but..."
And my mom saying,
"Are you not grateful?"
And him saying,
"God, of course I'm grateful."
I kept trying to get into this story, but I couldn't stop hearing them.